Blog Talk Radio.
Do your history on when Black History was started. I'll go into a brief
brief what black history. In 1926, it was called Negro History Week, the precursor to this Black History Month. It was created in 1926, as I said, by historian Carter G. Washington and Associates for the Study of Negro Life and History, announced that the second week of February to be Negro History Week. This week was chosen because it coincided with the birthday of Abraham Lincoln on February 12th and of Frederick Douglass on February 14th, both of which dates black communities had celebrated together since the late 19th century. From the event's initial phase, primary emphasis was placed on encouraging the coordinated teachings of the history of American blacks in the nation's public schools. The first Negro History Week was met with a lukewarm response, gaining the cooperation of the Departments of Education of the states of North Carolina, Delaware, and West Virginia, as well as the city school administrators of Boston and Washington, D.C. Despite this far from universal acceptance, the event was nevertheless regarded by Woodson as one of the most fortunate steps ever taken by the association, and plans for a repeat of the event on an annual basis continued. Now, at the time of Negro History Week launch, Woodson contended that the teachings of black history was essential to ensure the physical and intellectual survival of the race within broader society. Quote, "If a race has no history, it has no worthwhile tradition. It becomes a factor in the thought of the world, and it stands in danger of being exterminated. The American Indian left no continuous record. He did not appreciate the value of tradition, and where are they today? The Hebrew keenly appreciate the value of tradition, as is attested by the Bible itself. In spite of worldwide persecution, therefore, they're the great factor in our civilization. So understand, people, we need to come together. Unity is strength." And what I would say to you people out here is just stop having your heads up your ass and worrying about other people's lives and these singers and entertainers and trying to keep up with the Joneses. If you know you don't have money to spend $1,000 on a club on bottles, don't do it. If you know you ain't got money to pay for that BMW living in a busted-ass crib, why do it? You know what I'm saying? Home is where the heart is. If your home is dirty, come on, what's your mind state going to be? And as people, we need to start putting this money back into our communities every day. You know, just like the Jews do, just like the Arabs do. I mean, these people fight each other in their countries, bloodshed and all that, and yet they still have unity. They're coming here and they have unity amongst their own people. You know, you understand? And that's the thing that we don't have amongst ourselves, is that unity to have that strength and that power. We stand for nothing. We have nothing that we stand for. We out here running wild, killing each other for nothing, for this fictional money. I mean, come on, people. It's time to really wake up and understand what's going on out here in this world. All right, that's all I say to you. You have to wake up and start understanding, overstanding what's going on in this world. Black history, as far as with our people, man, when I was a kid, I always wanted to know, why do we just have a month for the history of our people? And, you know, it couldn't be explained to us because only certain people was on that revolution, marching and fighting for something. As people, we need to fight for something. We're continuously getting beat down by the system, and we're not doing anything to try to stand up. People are so subservient to the system. They're worrying about Real Housewives or hip-hop or Loving Hip-Hop or all these old shows that do nothing for you but keep you in a cloud and in a daze. And Black History Month come along, oh, they put it on TV for a month and you're happy, like we accomplished something. Whatever we accomplished, tell me, what have we accomplished since Martin Luther King days? What have we accomplished since slavery? Slavery's not gone. People are slaves now mentally and financially. So to me, I say, fuck Black History Month. I would prefer his black history in the textbooks, in the curriculum, in the schools, white or black, Chinese, whatever, but black history, just the same way you talk about Christopher Columbus' crook ass in school. Wake up, people. They're prepping your kids to go to jail in these inner city schools. School, they don't teach you anything. When we went to school, we had knapsacks with 10 books in it, heavy. You didn't want to carry your bag at the end of school day. These days, kids come home with notebooks. Now you tell me, is that moving forward or that moving backwards? Or are they just really not trying to educate our youth? Because, see, during the slave days, right, the master didn't want the slave to be educated. If the slave had knowledge, then the slave knew how to make the right decisions and the right choices. So if we have our kids flooded with bogus information and crap that don't matter, What's the outcome? Animal conditioning. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I say to you before I roll out, it's a brief show. I just wanted to see what we do today, Father's Day show. I was trying to think about just moving my show to the daytime because at nighttime I'm going to have the time to do the show. But I enjoy doing the show. I enjoy my followers. I enjoy my listeners. I enjoy my people that come to the blog. Check it out. Thank you. And to those that know, we are the past, we are the present, we are the future. Truth has no agenda. So people wake up and understand that this is not a game. The times are changing. People are changing. Right? So just be aware and try not to live in fear. Peace, love, and prosperity. And we out.
So when black people stand up out of pain and suffering and frustration, I understand after 500 years. When white folks can't defeat you, you came, they'll always find some Negro, some boot-licking, butt-licking, butt-dancing, bamboozle, half-baked, half-fried, sissified, punkified, pasteurized, homogenized nigger that they can trot out in front of you.
He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house, Negro, and said, let's run away, let's escape, let's separate, that house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today because we still got some house niggers running around here.
Say,